In a week or two or three, I'm going to be presenting a program speaking with some of the grantees from this year, besides, of course, Nerd and Spirit Radio. Who were the grantees, and how do you pick out who receives these funds from the Alternative Fund?
Some of the depositors, those who choose to be more active in the War Tax Resistance and its associated War Tax Alternative Fund here in the Los Angeles area, meet usually about once a year and occasionally at other times for planning to publicize and educate people about war tax resistance. And we talk over the grant applications that we've received. We usually get about 10 or so, and we make our choices. Usually we support every applicant, but with differing amounts depending on the size of their project and what we would like to emphasize. Make our grants of a few thousand dollars a year. That's interest that's become available from our investing refused war taxes in usually a community-oriented bank. This year, some of them were, well, you mentioned Northern Spirit Radio, also another group called News and Letters, which is a kind of political and economic education group. And not because we agree with everything in the newsletter, it's because we like the general idea of public education. That's been one of our emphases over the years, but also direct service things. And then some political organizing too. 9to5 as a working women's organization, favoring all kinds of workplace protections, and some peace activities too, the Nevada Desert Experience, which conducts activities and education about nuclear dangers, nuclear weaponry, and some associated things. They've gotten very interested in the drones. That's an example of a few of them. I think that would give you an idea of the range of things we've covered. Sometimes two international projects. One of our early donations was in 1983, I think, to some reconstruction in Lebanon, which had suffered a lot of destruction, mostly financed by the United States government. So it kind of cycles back. The idea is to cycle back some earnings based on refused federal taxes and turn them into projects that help repair some of the damage done directly by the way taxes are spent, or indirectly by the lack of spending, lack of public spending. So this has been our approach over the years.